Hannibal Barker. Hannibal Barker was born in 247 BCE as a son of the Empire of Carthage, which encompassed all of North Africa and southern Spain. Hannibal was the son of the great Carthaginian military leader Hamilcar Barker. Hamilcar led the Carthaginian forces in the First Punic War against Rome. Carthage suffered an embarrassing loss to the Romans, which included the loss of control of the city of Sicily. It is widely stated that as a youth, Hannibal's father instilled within him an unrelenting hatred for Rome. When Hannibal was 17, Carthage was able to conquer Hispania, which is the modern-day Iberian Peninsula. During the conquest, Hamilcar drowned and Hannibal's brother Hasdrubal the Fair became the commander of the army. This victory was able to expand the Carthaginian Empire, who remained a formidable opponent for Rome. Hasdrubal further strengthened Carthage by intermarrying the Carthaginians with the conquered Iberians. In 221 BCE, Hasdrubal was murdered and Hannibal was elected to assume command of the army at the age of 26. Hannibal's first campaign was the capturing of the city of Salamanca in 220 BCE. Carthage's next conquest was of Saguntum, which was a close ally of Rome. Hannibal's attack on Saguntum was considered to be a violation of a peace treaty signed between Hasdrubal and Rome. They demanded that Carthage expel Hannibal from the empire. As Hannibal's fate was being decided, he continued to conquer territories, expanding Carthage as far as he could. Hannibal's brother was appointed as a military commander on the Iberian Peninsula. This move helped the forces of Carthage conquer the Iberian Peninsula as a whole. Hannibal was determined to bring war to Rome. He remembered what his father told him about the Romans, so he launched a military campaign. His conquest of the Iberian Peninsula was an example of his advancement towards conquering the Roman Empire. Because Hannibal conquered the Iberian Peninsula, the Roman government declared war against Carthage. This was the beginning of the Second Punic War. Hannibal and his forces invaded Italy in a surprise attack on the Romans who expected an attack at Sicily. His next move was to cross the Pyrenees Mountains. Before he could cross, his army had to defeat the tribes who dwelled along the foothills of the mountains. His army crossed the Pyrenees and reached the River Rhone. Along the way, he managed to pacify the chiefs of the Gauls. This strategic move helped to stall Roman advancement against Carthage. It is said that Hannibal's army consisted of 50,000 infantrymen, 90,000 cavalry, and 37 war elephants. Next, Hannibal led his army across the treacherous Alps, which took a toll on his army. He lost a number of his soldiers and some of his battle elephants. It is said that he led 38,000 soldiers into the town of Turin, Italy. The Romans became aware of the allegiance between the Gauls and Carthage and sent troops of 80,000 to defeat Carthage and the Gauls. Their plans were spoiled because Hannibal was able to defeat the forces. The victory gave the Gauls confidence in Hannibal, so they volunteered to join his army. The Gauls were able to add the strength to the army that Hannibal lost crossing the Alps. His army was able to defeat the Romans a second time in a battle at the River Trebia. In 217 BCE, Hannibal and his army crossed the Apennine Mountains and conquered modern-day Tuscany. During these battles, he lost one of his eyes, but not his hatred for Rome. The Romans retaliated with their own attack against Carthage, but was defeated once again at the Trasimene Lake. As Hannibal's army crossed the Apennines for a second time, Roman forces attacked Iberia and cut off his access to his allies and supplies. In the city of Cannae, Roman forces numbering 80,000 attacked Hannibal's army. Despite being outnumbered, Hannibal's forces were able to once again gain victory over Rome. This victory caused Roman allies to pledge their allegiance with Hannibal. The Italian city of Capua became Hannibal's new military base. In 214 BCE, the city of Syracuse became a city of Carthage. 215 BCE, King Philip V of Macedonia pledged his alliance with Carthage. The Romans were able to secure a decisive victory against Carthage. Hannibal was not able to capture the port cities of Cumae and Puteoli. His army was not able to receive reinforcements or supplies. Carthage was losing resources and allies fast. The cities of Syracuse and Capua were regained by the Romans, further weakening Hannibal's forces. Their four-year campaign in Italy was taking a toll on its soldiers. Hannibal sent for his brother located in Iberia to help him fight. Unfortunately, Hannibal's brother was defeated crossing the Alps. Rome was able to reclaim Iberia as well as again an ally in the king of Namibia. Namibia attacked Carthage, forcing Hannibal to bring his troops home to defend his land. A final battle was fought between Rome and Carthage at Zama in 202 BCE. The Carthaginian forces were weakened from the Punic War and they fell in defeat to Rome. A peace treaty was signed in 201 BCE, which forced Carthage to compensate Rome for the damages its forces caused. Also, the treaty forced Hannibal to resign as the leader of the Carthaginian army. Hannibal was able to instill terror into the Roman people. Rome was the world power at that time, and Carthage was a thorn in their side. The size and the arrogance of Rome caused them to underestimate the brilliance of Hannibal. He is considered one of the most brilliant military leaders in history. His crossing of the Alps was a feat many have envisioned but never attempted. Hannibal was determined to keep his promise to his father and annihilate Rome. Though he did not reach his ultimate goal, he accomplished more than many military leaders could only dream of. His empire covered North Africa, Spain, and parts of Italy. Hannibal was a true African warrior and a skilled politician. He would never be forgotten within the pages of history. Hannibal was able to show Rome the full potential of his African might. Hannibal Barker the Great, we proudly stand on your shoulders. For more information, please visit www.ontheshoulders1.com.